children not to do what I have done. Spend your lives in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun.
Thursday night, and we're coming at you once again from the home office in Mesa, Arizona.
Woo.
I'm Chick. This is with me as always are Hot Stuff and Riff. Hello. And you know what we got tonight? The newest guest in our studio is the Behringer Xenix 1202 FX, which we affectionately call
the mixing board.
Oh, come on, we need a clever name.
Mixbro,
Mixbo. Mix now.
Sambo.
Mixbot. Sambo, yes. He is little, black, and different. anyway, I'm not entirely sure whether this is going to work or not. Grok the Mad says Vox level's okay. So, yeah, that's the first test. So do we have, actually hear us.
Yeah. My question is, do we sound infinitely better than before?
Minorly better
than before? Worse than before?
Yeah, I don't
Somewhat
know.
Better?
I don't know that people will necessarily notice on the broadcast, but I think the quality on the downloaded version will be much better. So, for those of you listening on an MP3, perhaps on the bus, maybe you're on the bus right now. If you're on the bus, tap the person in front of you on the bus on the shoulder, and when they turn around, just give them a big wet kiss.
I was going to suggest nibbling their ear.
Yeah.
Grok the Mad suggests that if my mixer allows effects, please give Hot Stuff an alien voice. It does allow effects, and God knows what would happen if I just started turning
messing with stuff.
Shit. We're currently on effect 73, which Amplitude uses to make himself sound extra sexy.
Well, so. Is it an effect, or is that just that's the preset for the board?
It is effects. I don't know. It's got a bunch of effects built in, so someday we'll play with it. We'll just have to remember that 73 is where we're supposed to put it for the radio shows. Amplitude came by and set all this up for
us.
Yeah,
thank you, Amplitude.
Yeah, he's all Mr. Professional and shit. We got real cables. They're actually long enough to get over to Riff's desk without being strung in between us at like Shin level and this is all kinds
these
of
are,
awesome.
These are the exact microphones. Like, we wanted headset microphones that were not just ridiculously large and over elaborate.
Right. But actual condenser mics.
But actual
good
condenser mics.
Quality microphones. Mixing boards so that we can pot each other up and down. I'm right in the middle. Riff's potted way the fuck up because he talks so quiet, or maybe he just holds his mic further away from his mouth.
I'm super nervous about breathing into my mic.
Hot Stuff's about three quarters of the way up, but Hot Stuff's the only one of us with cans.
There's so many different
another film festival
meanings for that. Cannes Film Festival.
So Hot Stuff's actually hearing the output from the board,
from the board
before it goes into
although
the computer.
I'm like several feet away from it, so I couldn't actually adjust anything if anybody was too loud or quiet or whatever. As we move closer or further away from the mics, it definitely changes volumes very noticeably.
Yeah, like I'm louder now than I am now.
Yeah.
Huh. That's weird. I think that's why you're not supposed to wear your mic around your neck.
Like because this. You're moving.
Yeah,
so
I think
much.
if you keep it on your head.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true, but it is so much less comfortable. We could build entirely different mounts for them or something.
Yeah, we could. Although we could also just learn to wear them on our heads like a normal person.
Yeah, they're just not comfortable.
Yeah, they're really not. So, it's been since Monday that we did a radio show. As it has been since every Monday on every Thursday. You guys done anything exciting? Actually, I guess it's been since last Thursday that you guys were on the radio. I tell boring stories about my life all the time. What have you guys done?
How did this computer remember my HD access password?
Probably because you didn't tell it not to.
It just hasn't been reset since then? It hasn't been shut down since then?
Oh, it is possible, I guess. That
for 2 weeks, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's just been sitting there. He might have had a browser running for 2 weeks.
Man, that's... Huh.
Oh, yeah, because the Mac never fucking closes anything. If you run something,
it's
like a pain in the ass to stop it from running.
If you quit.
Sure, but if you can make the window go away, and that doesn't make the program go away.
Right, which I think is a much more intuitive... Yeah.
I think that is absurd.
Well, right, because
the
you
fact
don't
that
think
a tiny, like, 4-pixel triangle is the only indication that you get that something is running.
Well, right, but it's...
Not even like programs that minimize to the status bar in Windows. Feel like
they switched to this paradigm for I think for Vista, right, where you can have a program running without any windows open in it, and that a second window of Firefox is not like a new copy of the program running. It's just a second window.
That's anything new. I don't know. I haven't used Vista enough.
That's my understanding, is that it's much more similar to the Mac OS or whatever. But I have not used it either. I've just sort of read the occasional disparaging remark on the internet.
I'm like afraid to clear my throat.
Yeah.
Because I might blow people out of their fucking chairs with this high-powered new recording audio setup.
It's different. I'm curious what
the lampshades tilt back and the martinis spill over.
Right. We got Thomas Jefferson a fancy new hat yesterday at Target. It cost $1. It's a big felt beer mug with a hat brim on it. I'm guessing it's St. Patrick's Day themed. We got the next, like, 5 or 6 St. Sneaky Pete's days ready to go. It's kind of nice to be that far ahead of that game.
No, and M asks if KOL is just a big Ponzi scheme.
It is, actually. For every Mr. A you donate, we'll actually send you 0.025 Mr. A's back per month. Kazaa says, when reassembling 1110 leaf clovers, I don't get a cool message. What's going on? Yeah.
It's actually
surprising. Yeah.
So it's because there's just that one special link.
But it should be calling the give item function, which let's give myself 11 disassembled clovers.
The day that you somehow accidentally give everyone the ability to create the items, just like you can create items, is the day that you're gonna weep. Like
I just, I know. I just reassembled 11 clovers, and I says you acquire 11 10-leaf clovers. That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. So I'm gonna go ahead and say whoever reported that is crazy.
Huh?
Seriously, you guys didn't do anything interesting in between the last show and this one? Like nothing.
Did you ask
before we just
that?
Like dive into questions? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
What is it? You got those cans on?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I've got something over my ears.
You can't pay attention to us on account of the cans. It really freaks me out to be talking to some like. The first time when I was working at the flight school, the first time I went up in a plane with my roommate at the time.
Oh, because you listen to them through headphones because it's so loud in the plane.
Yeah, and it freaks me out. It's
to hear like them coming from either side of you instead of in front of you or whatever?
Well, it's this sort of, like, unreal kind of thing that, like, triggers this weird sort of panic. Like, being in a racquetball court does the same thing to me. Just, like, weird sound. It's just unnerving. It freaks me out.
Huh.
Yeah. I have a really hard time.
I really wish I'd been able to take you to the Maparium in Boston.
Yeah.
That is such a cool room.
The room where you can stand across 1,000 miles and just talk. You whisper and the other person can hear you.
It's not that large.
They don't have a building in Boston that's 1,000 miles wide.
They don't.
It's weird. Why not?
But like a spherical room.
I thought the people in Boston were
spherical rooms are cool. With like the notion that like you create sound at one point and you can be really quiet. and it will just refocus at that exact same intensity on the opposite side of the room that's sort of equidistant from the center. Mm-hmm. So there's that bridge that sort of goes through this middle of this room.
Is it just the one that's across from you, or is it various other points also?
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like there would be harmonics that would be maybe like half strength.
Harmonix is based in Boston.
Yeah. There's a couple of big game studios that are based in Boston, actually.
Yeah.
There's something else there that's like got a number in it.
2K Boston.
No, there's like 38 or something.
38 K Boston divided by
19.
God damn it.
Sorry.
I can't do arithmetic. I can't even do the most basic of arithmetic in my head. I've been drinking too many bottles of pancakes. It doesn't actually taste like pancakes.
It was the first couple of sips. So we don't have any limes, and I'm drinking Corona because I can't drink Corona without limes. And so we're using the real lime.
Real lime, yeah.
And the first couple of sips tasted to me very much like maple syrup that's been poured on a stack of pancakes, which is why I said it tastes like pancakes. Yum. Pancakes.
Riff, have you done anything interesting in the last week?
No, not that comes to mind. I went and saw Watchmen.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Scully and I talked about The Watchmen a bit on Monday.
I thought it was really good. I was impressed.
You liked it?
Yeah.
We went to the Renaissance.
I felt like they hit all the important notes and did so with flair.
38 pieces of flair.
Yeah.
That's the minimum.
That's twice as many as 19.
Yeah. I didn't care so much about the movie. I thought it was okay, but eh. You know. I was kind of disappointed with them changing the ending because I kind of liked the...
Somebody sent in a question that's like, you know, that ending really wouldn't have worked quite as well in this era.
The new ending worked really well. I think it certainly worked better in the movie format than the original ending would have. But
no, yeah, I'm not.
I would
not
almost
arguing.
Go as far to say that I felt that the new ending worked better in general than the original one did.
Huh.
The idea for me of the alien invasion being what unites humanity has just been so strong sort of in my consciousness that it really resonated with me when I read the comic, and the new ending was just not as satisfying.
But I mean, Dr. Manhattan is kind of... It's like the human race unites against God. The one thing is, like, Dr. Manhattan is a force, a foe that you cannot possibly defeat.
Right.
Right? So that's a little... How's that actually?
Unless you make him really sad to exile him to Mars.
How's that actually going to play out? Terranigma wrote a while back, why are the Smithable Turtle items so crappy compared to the level of work involved? The Sewer Turtle is greater than S.H.I.E.L.D., for example. Sewer Turtle is greater than S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, the Sewer Turtle into S.H.I.E.L.D. Also the knobby knee pads. They need more oomph. What does the Sewer Turtle shield do?
Don't you get it
in like the sleazy back?
The problem is that
like
those are all
meat?
Those are all super small, super low level craftables, right? Like,
but I'm curious as to why this person feels like it's out of proportion with the work involved.
Well, because you know you have to like buy something and use something and find something. I mean, it doesn't take an adventure, so that's something good about stuff.
Sathan says that I sound about the same, but everybody else sounds much better. So that's good. The other thing is, I'm always on a lot less cord. In the past, I've always been on a lot less cord than most people. Which, it is so nice to have a setup where that just doesn't fucking matter.
Like, the amount of cord?
Yeah, like, we're not like...
Well, the fact that you have Riff all the way up is because he's got three times as much cord as
well,
me.
Well, sure. And also because he's all quiet. But then Sathan also says Riff's levels could be a tad lower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can move the mic...
No, I've turned you down. I've potted you down a little bit. That's what we call it in the professional broadcast industry, potting you up and down, and then.
Could it be hotter?
Hot stuff's got the cans. Your mic's be a little hotter. Hot stuff.
Which I got completely from Adam Carolla's podcast,
mm-hmm.
which I've been listening to.
Yeah,
I'm about a week behind.
It's pretty
at this point.
Pretty good. I'm about 0 days behind.
Yeah, you listen to them in the office. I can't work and actually understand.
Neither can I, but I do. I can listen to them while I do artwork stuff, and so
oh, yeah.
that's actually been. I'm wondering. I'm wondering if it would not be good for me and good for the game. Sorry, Sathan says it's hot stuff running high. If it wouldn't be good for me and good for the game for me to just spend some time drawing every day.
Drawing what?
Drawing whatever, you know?
I see.
Like, there's always something to draw. There is almost always something that I have put in and is waiting for artwork, right?
Right.
I could probably spend 15 minutes a day just drawing stuff that needed to be drawn, and I would never run out of... And when I say drawing, I mean drawing and scanning and
putting in
art stuff. You know, I could give myself a report of things that reused artwork and give...
I can hear Riff breathing from here.
Give them new artwork.
It's crazy.
Really? Wow. That is crazy. You know, stuff that's reusing artwork could be not reusing
that's
artwork.
That's true. Actually, that'd be nuts if you made a unique item,
gotta do something
unique
else
image
with all this
for
fucking
everything.
Artwork, man.
What do you mean, gotta do something else?
We gotta do something else with all this artwork.
The fact that you have all the originals is useful, but like a lot of it is at such low resolution.
No, no. Roguelike. Roguelike with KOL artwork. Serious. We have so many items. 3,500. Thousands, thousands, thousands. Multiple thousands.
But you only have that many items. I mean, we don't have unique images for all those items. I can really hear Riff breathing now.
You can really hear Riff breathing now. Riff, yeah. Stop breathing.
There we go. Okay, much better. But like we can, you know, if you're willing to reuse artwork, you can have an infinite number of items for a roguelike, right? Like every potion could be the same.
How do you get the number of distinct entries in a field in a table? So, select unique picture. From items. How many rows returned? No? No, it's distinct. Not unique. There are 2,534 distinct item graphics for 3,500 items.
Are we going to do that poster?
We should.
That would be a neat poster.
You were the one that was all shitting on it when I first presented it. You were like, who would buy that? Only retards would buy that.
And I'd buy one of those.
Yeah, I know you
Hell,
would.
I'd frame it.
Hot Stuff knows you would, too, because Hot Stuff secretly thinks you're a retard.
I don't remember saying that at all.
You were telling me it was a terrible idea.
What?
I have this super script that shows me every picture, right? And every item picture. And the pretentious artist came in and he was like, dude, you should make a poster that's just every item in the game.
Yeah, one of every item and one of every monster would be awesome.
You were going to not do something that was...
I was gonna print it on like liquid instead of like paper.
You're gonna spread it out with sand like a mandala.
Yeah.
And let everybody look at it for like 5 minutes and then
blow it away.
Away.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna do.
I think that was a bad idea.
Yeah, probably. I was actually gonna pay to have it spray painted like at 100x over the Midwestern United
States.
That'd be
awesome if you could only see it in Google Maps.
Yes. Yeah. Like, from the ground, it was too small for you to make out anything.
There were a couple of cornfields that did the whole crop circle type thing, but with, they, like, would put pictures in it. There was, like, I remember there being one for, like, Oprah one year.
Really?
Yeah, somewhere in Iowa. There was a mystery hunt puzzle that pointed to it eventually. You know, like you had to find it on Google Maps, and you like looked it up, and you're like, I think there's a picture of Oprah in that cornfield, and the answer was Oprah or whatever. Yeah.
that's how it was. Harpo.
Yeah. You should watch the documentary Wordplay.
I should.
Yeah. It's neat.
Oh, man. You know what got ordered today?
Oh, yeah.
This is exciting. So I always said, and I've said on the radio a number of times, so our diehard listeners who actually remember every trivial detail about my
life
that I've ever set forth, I always said that I would buy the complete series of Star Trek The Next Generation if I ever found it for less than $200, and what did Hot Stuff find in his email today but a special deal from Columbia House on full series DVD sets.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Got the complete series, 49 the complete series on 49 DVDs for $192 plus.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of exciting.
I ordered the full series of Family Guy and Gilmore Girls, because that was also super cheap.
You bought Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, it was super cheap.
How much was it?
Like $70.
$70. So it was worth $70.
Seven seasons.
Okay, Gilmore Girls is kind
of
good.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, right? Like, I've seen like two episodes of it, and I was like, you know, if this ever was like super cheap, I'd probably get this. And super cheap.
I don't know that it's one of those things where I would like, you know. So my roommate, when I was living with Disco Banjo, I'd come home from work, and he'd be like, he would turn on the TV, and Gilmore Girls would be on, and while I was sitting there, like just drinking whiskey and chain smoking, eating fucking Wendy's, which is what I did. That was my life for that period of time. Like,
that's so
that,
weird.
That place was so
while he was eating wings.
He was eating wings. Yeah, yeah. That was so. He was working at Intel. I was working at the shitty, you know, automotive postal mail spam company. And I would come home, and that was the only place that I had lived since I was like 19, where I actually smoked cigarettes
inside
the house.
Wow.
And it was so bad. It was so bad. It was just. It was. I'd walk in there after work. I'd get home a couple hours before he did, and I would. I was like, I cleaned a lot when I was there because it just got filthy otherwise. But like, I would walk in and be like, it smells like a hotel room.
Yeah.
Just years of accumulated cigarette smoke just stuck to the walls.
My mom quit smoking specifically when we moved from one house to another, so that the new house would not smell like smoke.
Weird when you leave and come back in. You're like, wow, yeah. This smells like it is a smell that I associate with hotel rooms, because like traveling as a kid, like my dad and I
would stay in
really shitty motels, right? Because it was like, you know, like he always had a gun, so what are we afraid of? You know, so, like
you could just stay in a supermarket.
we're just gonna sleep here in the produce section. Anybody got a problem with that? No, sir. Does your son like some candy? yeah. Anyway, Gilmore Girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he would watch Gilmore Girls, and I started out kind of giving him shit, but I'm like, you know, this is
that's exactly what I thought.
This is kind of okay.
Every time I heard someone saying that, what I mentally thought of was Golden Girls, and I was like, why would
Golden Girls was good?
It was okay, but like, why would people be talking about this as if this is like some sort of really good show? And then I like saw it, and I was like, okay, this is okay. I just have never watched it at all.
They talk really fast. It's the extreme
rapid fire
sort of like wordplay density, which is
I really
which
like.
Which
has
it definitely. Deadwood kind of strikes
Deadwood
the same
was awesome.
Deadwood for strikes that same chord. It's like, although Deadwood was less funny and more just like, if you miss a single sentence, you're probably fucking lost in terms of the plot, which is something that I kind of like.
West Wing was pretty rapid fire dialogue.
I've never
too.
Seen a single.
And ER might be. I've never actually watched ER, but I feel like it was the same style of like.
I watched ER.
Long tracking shots as people walking through hallways and stuff.
12 or 13 years ago, I was into it for a couple seasons, and watched it. But I'm both excited and also sort of afraid that I will not actually watch any of it about the
Star Trek Next Generation. 49 discs.
Yeah, there's so much of it. So there's
Family Guy's Family Guy was 22 discs. I didn't even look at the
Family Guy's
discs.
Pretty manageable. Yeah. Do you really think you're going to watch the entire series of the Gilmore Girls though?
Eventually, like it, you know, I might not even watch it like in the next year. It would just be something to watch. It's over, right? So it's like it's a complete thing that you can just watch eventually.
Ooh,
if they had had super
the
cheap
thing,
Buffy
the thing
or something, I about that
you
too.
Can, you can watch all that, and then you can like watch Bad Santa to see the older one get fucked in the ass, and then you can watch City to see the younger one's a prostitute.
That's true.
Yeah. Great.
Huh.
Now that the younger one's 18, I wonder if they ever do a movie together. I'd watch it.
I watched a movie last night, which was kind of depressing, which had an actress in it named Sarah Polley, who just looked super familiar to me, and I was like, where have I seen her before? And turns out she was in a movie...
Why do I want to give her a cracker?
Yeah. 10 years ago, she was in a movie called Guinevere, which somebody had told me to watch, because they said, this movie totally reminds me of you. And I was like, okay...
It was about a dude fucking high school girls.
It is about a professional photographer who finds young women and like sort of like makes like photographs them and like does a lot of work with them, but they end up living with him and like hanging out or whatever. And then like there's this scene where it's like the past 5 or 10 women that he's done this with who have like all sort of like become friends, talking to the new one. Who was Sarah Polley, who was this young, like, 18-year-old girl or whatever. And I was like, this is what that person thinks of me.
Well, you are a photographer.
That's creepy. Yeah. Who likes young girls?
You do like young girls, yeah. What's wrong with you, you pervert?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're going to be all, if there's grass on the field, play ball. and then I'm gonna retort with whatever sort of, you know, actual reasoned opinion about it, and they're gonna say, no. Old enough to bleed, old enough to breed.
Yeah, that's what I say all the time. Mm. But see, you can't disagree with me anymore because I'm a tautologist.
That's true. I can't. That was a funny post. It's weird. It's weird which posts on Twitter get a lot of responses.
Like the crochet one got like
eight responses. CD Moyer's one about Twitter got a tremendous number of responses. You know, but every once in a while, you or I will come up with something that I and presumably you also think is pretty clever, and everybody's just like
ignores it.
Cricket. It's too bad we don't have a whole bunch of people with like cricket followed by a number as their Twitter name following us.
Right.
Because then they could all just say dot, dot, dot.
Have you seen the mime?
I have.
The mime? On Twitter?
Every day he Twitters dot, dot, dot. And then he has thousands and thousands of followers. Picture of a mime.
Well, okay.
Let's see what Shaq is up to, yeah. Why do I not know? Yeah, okay, it's right. It's the real Shaq. I gotta get past all these fucking... All right. Arastamon walks letter N numeral to a bank and hands the teller a bag of weed. She says, "Sir, what is this numeral for?" Da Rasta said, "Me want open a joint account."
Wow.
Okay. Sweet.
Shaq's funny.
Huh.
The goddamn...
Did he just make that up, you think?
I doubt it.
Oh, come on.
Maybe he made it up.
Maybe he's a humorist.
He could be. Good night to all my brothers and sisters about to watch Step Brothers and Unborn, plus my battery is dying.
So he's twittering from some device?
Yeah. Every Y-O-U is the letter U. Every S-E-E is the letter C. Every T-O or T-O-O is the numeral 2.
Right.
Every TWO is the numeral 2, but that's less offensive to my sensibilities.
So here's a question. 10, 15, 50 years from now, whatever, are there going to be books published that use that kind of shorthand for English, and is that just going to be acceptable? Is that just going to be standard?
I don't know. You know,
is language that fluid?
If there are books... In 50 years, right? If there are books being published in 50 years, they are probably going to be being published by assholes like us who are all not quite dead yet.
And so, I mean, if there are Kindle manuscripts that you can read in 50 years...
My wife is defending. I think she just because he's black and she's half black, she feels like she has to jump to his defense. Like we're the man trying to keep him down. She says he's trying to save space. Yeah, fucking whatever.
It is
cool.
Part of
Prince did it.
It is part of my task when writing a Twitter to fit everything I want to say into 140 characters.
But also to write a complete fucking sentence.
Sure.
You know. It's like stabbing me in the eyes.
So somebody like the real Shaq, who has hundreds of thousands of followers, do you think they read the responses that people write?
He 90% of not 90%. I would say how many entries does it show on a page of 20?
I don't know.
Say 18 or 19 out of 20 of his are replies to people who are replying to him.
Wow.
You know, which is interesting. I can see how it would be kind of interesting. A celebrity who really got into Twitter for however long. Like, I don't know how long Shaq's been doing it, right?
It's a couple months now.
A couple months, right?
Yeah.
Anybody can be into something for a couple months.
Yeah.
Right? And it eventually peters out. You know, for every Neil Gaiman who starts a blog and writes for his blog every single day for years, you know, there's like... Unless I just was like, William Gibson started a blog, and it was like, hey, everybody, William Gibson's got a blog, and then he wrote a handful of things. I might be mistaking him for somebody else who I was excited that they had a blog.
Will Wheaton's blog has been long term.
You know, the more I listen to those Penny Arcade Dungeons & Dragons podcasts with him, the more I just really want to give him a hug.
He's the two or three times that I've interacted with him, he has just been awesome.
Really nice.
Yeah, he is just great.
Not nice in like a fake way either. You know?
Your wife wanted to give him a hug.
Who are you talking about?
Will Wheaton.
Oh, Will Wheaton.
Your wife wanted to give him a hug. He was at the
at Comic-Con at the Dumbrella booth.
Yeah, he was at the Dumbrella booth, and, like, he's like, yeah, I don't normally do that. That's kind of sketchy or whatever. And then, like, we talked for, like, 5 minutes, and he's like, okay, give me a hug. And it was just, I was like, you know, that is a cool thing.
But then,
thing.
Like, so Will Wheaton probably thinks that I'm some sort of douchebag, because my wife was like, oh, yeah, you know, so my husband and I have this deal where, like, we can sleep with certain celebrities if we want to, and so I get to sleep with you, and he gets to sleep with Daisy Fuentes. And Will Wheaton was like, I think you're really getting the better end of that deal. The thing about Daisy Fuentes is that my wife thinks of Daisy Fuentes as this, like, celebrity that I want to sleep with, right? Because of a story that I told her about how 10 years ago I said something about how Daisy Fuentes was attractive to another girl who then held it against me for the rest of the duration of our relationship, right? So, yeah, I don't actually want to sleep. I don't even know what Daisy Fuentes looks like now. She's probably old as shit.
I don't even know who Daisy Fuentes
is. She was like an MTV VJ for a while. She was Mexican.
Huh.
I don't know if you know this, but Fuentes is a Hispanic name.
Does it mean, like, fire?
I don't think so. That would be, like, fuegos.
Does it mean carrying large loads? in Latin. Ferro ferre, tuli latum is the... Never mind.
The rest of us and our listeners didn't go to MIT.
Because
that brainiac.
That, like, institute of classical education. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cyber 34 says, so how long do you really think the Nemesis quest has taken, and how much more? The important question, was it worth all the effort already spent into it? I don't know, Riff. Is it worth all the effort already spent into it?
Give him a second while he resets the timer.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I hesitate to talk about how cool it is, because
that always bites us in the ass.
That always
later.
Bites us in the ass, because people are going to end up going, this isn't as awesome as I thought it was going to be. How dare you have taken this long and come out with something that's only as good as this? But, you know, I think what we've got so far is pretty slick.
The fact that you're doing a bunch of different stuff for each class, I think, makes it take a lot longer.
Yeah, it's not just one Nemesis quest I'm doing; it's six.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's pretty expansive, and you know it's interesting. Like there is some real meat to each version of it, based on you know what I've seen of it, and so it's like you know it's not.
The problem is that we were hoping that like C.D. Moore would be excited about. Getting some content into the game that has been around for a long time that's just sort of waiting for some coding.
But there's an infinite amount of other stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this weekend maybe some effort will be
this
spent
weekend.
On that. Yeah, he works for us on the weekends.
Oh, does he?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, I don't we haven't really worked out like a formalized thing, because now that he's working part-time for his day job. And he's working for his old day job.
He's got a weird situation
going on. For us, and he's got a few other things going on. But
maintaining his benefits and stuff?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They just didn't want to lose him, I think, because he's such a valuable asset.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to lose him either. My worst fear is that he's going to suddenly show up and say, hey, I need you to pay me three times as much, and I would just be like, okay. I mean, nobody tell him I said that. Cousin Dan says, is there a way to find out who wrote something on the graffiti wall? Yeah, become a mod. Now ask me how to do that.
Oh,
come on. Ask me. Kinda Angst says, shouldn't the nurses on the island heal beaten up if they heal 1,000 hit points? Did you write that question that way because you're making fun of the way that I talk? It's weird when people mention that I stutter, and then I'm like, I don't stutter.
I feel like I stutter a fair bit. I don't really know, though.
I don't think it's technically a stutter.
Because it's not sort of like a neurological thing. It's just sort of
spinning my wheels.
Yeah.
Rather than saying, right. I'll figure out the first couple of words of a sentence and then just repeat them over and over again while I formulate the rest of the sentence.
I kind of envy people that don't have problems speaking in complete sentences sort of at sort of pace, you know?
Do you feel like you do?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I have to figure stuff out or I figure I feel like a lot of times I just don't say something because I don't have something figured out what I want to say, right? Like,
well, perhaps,
in conversations,
it is wiser to remain silent and be thought of
sure.
And to speak and
be proven. I don't.
Yeah,
I forget how that goes.
Exactly how it goes either. Rather, I forget exactly how it goes. Also, Stupak 2 says, "Can I have a test case?" Yeah. For a while there, you could search in the mall for items that did not exist in the mall.
You still kind of can, couldn't you? There's nothing that you could find at this point, but I don't think it's been pushed public.
Oh right, yeah, I guess it hasn't. Huh. I kind of already have to pee. We went to the Cornish Pasty Company. See, there I did it again. I said we went to the Cornish Pasty Company.
All right.
Right. That's not a stutter.
The thing is, in conversation with you, I don't even notice it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's weird.
Yeah,
our brains filter out.
It's only when somebody brings. There, I did it again. It's only when somebody brings it up that I start listening. That I start listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you weird.
That is messed up.
The Cornish Pasty Company. So I was looking forward to going there, and rather than doing the pitcher of kick-ass margaritas, we're each going to have a 34-ounce beer, because they had 34-ounce beers there. But then, and the waitress said fuck when she was talking.
Did she? I didn't hear that.
It's weird. It's like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is, like some City of Mesa thing.
Apparently it is illegal.
It is illegal to serve somebody a 34-ounce beer.
Last time we were there, was that written? Chick ordered
good
one.
Good job. Good work.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we're out of glasses, so I'm going to have to give you a 20-ounce one.
Yeah, instead of a 34, they sold 14s, 20s, and 34s, and yeah. I ordered a 34. I ended up getting a free beer because of the sort of multiple waitress confusion there, because I got it. I was like, I want a 34-ounce beer, and they said, oh, I'll bring you a 20 and then a 14 later. I'm like, okay. So I got a 20, and then later a different waitress came by and was like, do you need another beer? And I said, I have another 14 coming. And she was like, okay. So she brought me the 14. And then
the original
waitress came back, and I was like, hey, can I actually get another 14-ounce beer? Because I wanted a little bit more beer. She brought it to me and then never charged us.
Yeah.
And I honestly kind of racked with guilt about that.
You didn't... I
didn't find out about it until we had already paid the bill.
Oh,
we were
already paid.
Yet,
right.
So there was really nothing that I could do.
The last time that I was there... I had ordered a beer and they had forgotten to charge me for it, and I reminded them, and they were happy that I had reminded them. I wonder how many people do that though, if they don't get charged on something. Actually,
I'll bet not a lot.
I don't know.
It
I feel
hasn't
like
actually happened to me in a long time. It hadn't happened to me in a long time, but I was like when I went to get, I guess I like when I was getting coffee at McDonald's one morning. Like
that's all you got was coffee, and they forgot to charge you for it.
Oh God! There was a time I went with my wife to a different McDonald's than I usually go to. I was driving through on the way somewhere. Might have been on the way to the Renaissance Festival or something. Like it was some. So I went and I ordered a coffee, and I got up there, and it took like four people, and they still didn't manage to like get the order right and give me the right amount of change back, even though all I had ordered was a single item, right? So I was like, got a coffee, and she was like, that'll be $1.74, or whatever. And
$1.74 for coffee?
Yeah. It's a different price at every McDonald's. It was 96 cents. Right, as soon as we got back from England, and I was getting up early,
yeah.
I started going to McDonald's to get coffee on the way.
Yeah.
It was 96 cents, and it has gone up.
To $1.74.
But I've also moved from a small to a large because there's almost no price difference between a small and a large now.
I
might as well get a large. But
yeah.
Every week or so, it just goes up by a few cents. So, like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Do you think nobody notices this? Do you think that people aren't paying attention? The kind of people who just buy the same thing at the same place every day? Like,
but how many people go to McDonald's to buy coffee?
Coffee at McDonald's is good.
Huh.
I think a lot of people... I mean, I like the coffee at McDonald's when it was cheap. I prefer cheap coffee to fancy coffee. I like...
Did you like Dunkin' Donuts coffee?
You know, my dad was big into Dunkin' Donuts. He would go to Dunkin' Donuts and buy beans.
Because it's got, like, that super burnt
coffee
taste
that he made
to
at home. And I never lived anywhere where there was a Dunkin' Donuts, so I didn't get into it. But I always liked, you know, Denny's coffee, and I like Circle K coffee, and I like
weird
McDonald's coffee.
Huh.
Starbucks is all right, but it's nothing to write home about. So yeah, I ordered a coffee, and the guy gave me just some like sort of. He gave me an amount of change back that indicated that what I had bought was like $3.40 or something. I was like, this isn't right. All I got was a coffee, and he was like, okay. So he got somebody else to come up, and then she was just like, all right, that'll be $1.74. And I started to hand back the wrong amount of change that they had given, and I was like. No. I gave him a 5, and he owes me, like, 3-something. So then she gives me back what... She gave me back within, like, 5 or 6 cents of the right amount of change. And I'm like, so it was $1.78? He was like, no, $1.74. Did we not get the change right? And I was like, you know what? It's close enough this time. And I drove forward to the next window to get my coffee. And...
And they give you
the receipt
was
stuck to the coffee.
Yeah.
There was a receipt stuck to the coffee with 2 stickers, one on each opposing corner of the receipt that said double checked for accuracy.
Wow. Have you found that that like YouTube video of the guy talking to the was it Verizon employee or whatever? That was like he had signed up for some sort of internet service and the advertised rate was 0.01 cents per megabyte or whatever, and he got a bill for like $70. And he's like, "What?" And he called them up, and he's like, "Do you guys recognize that there's a difference between a dollar and a cent?" And they were like, "Yes." It's like, "Do you like $10.10?" And they're like, "Yes." "Do you recognize there's a difference between $0.01 and $0.01?" And they're like, "No."
No, the same thing.
Yeah, those are the totally same thing.
I haven't actually watched
it. It's kind of funny, and he like gets a supervisor, and exact same confusion, exact same like. She's like, no, we totally charged you 0.001 cent or 0.01 cents for this thing, and he's like, no, you charged me $0.01. That's a factor of 100 times what I should have paid. And he's like, and just after like 5 minutes, he's just like, I don't know how to explain this to you guys if you just are not getting this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of awesome.
Let's see these questions. Slinky McMahon says, a trebuchet needs wheels so that its center of gravity remains constant when the counterweight falls. Weren't you reading about... Was there some like, debate whether the wheels are actually good for a trebuchet or not? In terms of distance?
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's entirely clear. Although the world record holding trebuchet apparently has giant wheels on it, so, you know.
Well, the world record pumpkin
sure.
Trebuchet has giant wheels on it.
I mean... Yeah.
Read a question while I do something real quick here.
Are you going to pee into the bottle of
No, I'm not.
Beer?
I'm queuing up music so when it's time to...
That you don't have to spend time...
Take a bathroom break that I don't have to spend time fumbling around. I just have to spend time fumbling around now letting you read a question.
Someone says, why don't you do more shows like once a day? Well, I guess if we did a bunch of short shows, that would be possible, but...
Get on and read one question, and then quit.
I mean, you know, I don't know, we're trying to get other stuff done.
Yeah,
that's part
have,
of the problem.
We have this game to work on, and other projects to do now that we're an actual
if
software
we had to go out
development
to, if we had
studio.
To go out and get dinner and get drunk before every show, every day, man, that'd be a lot of work.
Especially if we were doing shows at like 9 in the morning. It'd be tricky to find places to get drunk at 9 in the morning without having to go to the same place every time. Like, I'm sure we could find a bar that was open at 9 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure we could buy a lot of booze the night before.
What? You can't drink at home. That's like...
That's a sign of being an alcoholic.
Having a problem.
Yeah.
There was a bar that I knew of in Tucson that opened at like 7 a.m.
Huh.
So
and had patrons?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
People work in third shift.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
You know?
That's a good point. I guess near industrial centers where there's 24-hour factories and stuff, there would definitely be some value there.
Yeah.
Huh.
And also just people who were still up and drinking from the night before. I feel like a real serious alcoholic doesn't see the sun that often, you know? So, like, you drink at a bar until they close, and then you drink for 5 hours, and then you drink at a bar after they open. And then you sleep off the day.
Right. I guess there's a portion of drinking alcohol that's still a stimulant before it becomes a depressant, and I don't know how much that is.
Is there?
Yeah. The very first couple of... portions. I don't know if it's less than one drink or if just one drink is a stimulant or whatever. Not the entire thing. The entire thing is not a depressant. I don't know. I feel like we would probably get a lot more boring if we had more shows.
Which is not to say that we're not pretty boring now.
That's true.
Istanbul says, my review of Watchmen was simple. You will see more blue penis than Smurfette. it didn't really bother me that much. I remember seeing it twice in the entire movie.
I only remember the cafeteria scene. I don't remember the second time.
What was the cafeteria scene?
That's where he first appears. The body first appears.
I see.
When he's like hovering in air. Yeah, I don't remember where. I didn't see it noticeably anywhere else. But maybe I was also just avoiding looking down.
No Hurt Me says, sex scenes that don't involve lesbians piss me off. When was the last time you said, well, that movie would have been great if only it had fewer lesbians in it?
She must like Bound a lot.
I need to see Bound.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I guess. That was what the Wachowski brothers made to prove they could make a movie.
Yeah. I think at that point they had written The Matrix and were trying to find funding for it and couldn't.
And then eventually they were able to do that lesbian sex scene between Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss.
That's true.
Because anybody who cries after sex is a girl.
Totally a girl, yeah.
Beowulf says, about the Watchmen ending, I think in 2009 the squid isn't as satisfying as what happens in the movie. In 1985, I think the ending was inconceivable, the film ending was inconceivable and would be a step too far. I don't know about that.
And they both involve millions of people dying in urban centers, you know, I don't...
Yeah, that's... The problem that I had with the ending change was not so much a problem as, like, I just don't see why it was necessary.
The other thing that was kind of interesting was the fact that they decentralized it in the movie, right? Like,
yeah, because there was just one.
There was just one in New York in the comic book, which, you know, in some ways I think it's kind of, you know, kind of presaged 9/11, right?
Because what happened in 9/11 was a
no,
sort of giant...
But a single like sort of act of terrorism in 9/11 had... Or in 9/11, in New York City had way more...
Everyone in the world love us.
Had way more global impact than a single act of terrorism in you know, Tel Aviv has now, right? Like...
Well, okay.
Right? Like, it just does, because we kind of expect it from places that are used to those kinds of things, and something happening in some place that just doesn't ever see that, you know?
Fotev says, regarding Watchmen book versus movie, most of the violence and sex was there, but cross-cut to juxtapose it to other parts of the story, making it less offensive. You know, I'm just gonna go ahead and, I'm gonna have to go ahead and disagree with you there, Fotev.
Definitely the fight with the punks in the alley was way more violent in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Way.
Like I was really surprised to see that dude get a knife in his neck.
Yep. And the sex scene, I stand by my assessment. Fucking gratuitous and unnecessary, and nothing at all like that scene was laid out in the comic. Right?
Well, I mean...
It was three panels.
Sure.
No nudity.
It was implied, though. I mean, like, you know.
Sure.
There are all kinds of things that are...
I mean, so it is also, I guess, implied that at some point in the course of events depicted in the book, each of the characters probably took a shit.
I guess that's fair.
It's definitely implied, but there was not a, you know, 45-second scene of Rorschach
grunting
out a deuce.
Right.
Sure. Know, so...
The question of what's worth actually showing or not. You know, they want gratuitous sex and violence, I think, is kind of what that says, right?
I guess they do. Stinkbank says, ever consider selling Kingdom of Loathing? I would pay you $25 for it. You know, make it $25.50 and or $25.52. I wouldn't want to sell it for a non-palindromic sum of money. Cheese Dude says, how about a Hanks revamp for C.D. Moyer's next project? What kind of Hanks revamp do you want?
Yeah, I'm curious. I guess, you know, like the interface could be improved, probably, but...
Matt G987 says, bug with the Frumious Bandersnatch. Using Cliche makes the combat forget that Ode to Booze was running. The familiar's behavior reverts to its non-Ode combat skill enhancement.
Yeah.
That's a necessary...
Why does that happen?
Well, because... There are special properties of fight.
Yeah. Right?
Some of which are inherited from the zone, some of which are inherited from the monster,
yeah.
Some of which are created by actions during the combat.
Yeah.
And there is no way to determine which come from where. So they are all got rid of when a monster is transformed into another.
Well, but I guess I'm confused. How, like, what are you doing to determine whether, that the monster, or that the Bandersnatch has...
Setting a fight property at the beginning of combat if Odaboos is running.
And so you're not actually beginning a new combat when a monster gets transmuted?
It resets the round counter to zero, but it doesn't actually run the zero round stuff.
So, damage over time effects.
For the most part, will get cleared. There might be a few stragglers left over from old methods of coding that would not get cleared, but...
Huh. Weird.
Yeah, it's a new fight. When you cliche, it's a new fight.
So, you could...
Tangling noodles.
You could do it again.
It goes away when you cliche, no. Well, yes, you probably can do entangling noodles again after you cliche.
But
cliche is fucked up.
Is it? But is that the only significant monster transmute that we do?
There's a handful of other things. Ed doesn't work like Ed.
It's
a hard-coded
special
clusterfuck. Yeah, because he's the same monster fought eight times, but with different
text and graphics,
stats, and graphics.
But everybody loves that fight.
I know. It's awesome.
It is a good fight.
Riff rules.
Woo!
This riff sucks. This riff rules.
This riff costs $300.
Let's get it. Alibit 15 says, when locking and unlocking your familiar equipment, it says familiar, not familiar. I fixed that.
Well, cool.
Blizzbob says, you say DST correctly, unlike my name. Rock on for the first part, and it's Blzbob.
Oh, really? Wow. I thought Blizzbob was cool, but Beelzebub is not as cool.
Tortutite says, hey, Jake, where do the tracks in the seaside town lead to? Ask Richard Mall down in Hippopolis. I'll tell you. Pyren says, that item would be sweet. I'd love it to death.
What
says, if you got word out sufficiently, I'm all for the once a year. So, all right, so we had this idea.
Oh, once a year, 20 pounds of top.
Once a year, on April 1st, available in Mr. Store, a piece of familiar equipment that is plus 20 pounds of Doppelshifter. That is a way to continually reintroduce the Doppelshifter familiar, not wasting a month for people who already have a Doppelshifter and don't want this ridiculous bullshit. I put it out there and said, hey, everybody, would you be pissed about this?
Yeah.
I think...
So would you actually literally have the same equipment a year later?
That's my thinking.
Instead of a new thing that did exactly the same thing. Because we have not yet ever brought an item back.
Right. But we could call it an item of the day. We've said that we would never repeat an item of the month. That is
sure.
Not, you know. Sure. We could say, oh, no, we're bringing back the Jill-O Lantern, but this isn't an item of the month. It's an item of the 4-week period, plus or minus.
The item of the fortnight.
4 days. Yeah.
Double fortnight.
Yeah, the item of the 2 fortnights. I am pretty happy with that idea.
Huh.
Because, you know, it's just
So every round it would just be a different...
Not every round, every fight.
Every fight, sorry, every fight it would
At
be...
At the beginning of a fight, it would just basically do what the Doppelshifter does now. Turn your familiar into a different familiar for the duration of that fight.
Wow.
People, for the most part, it seems like, from flipping through these questions before, people's reactions are generally pretty positive.
It is just strictly better than the Doppelshifter by itself.
Maybe. Well, I mean, that was the one question, whether or not it should actually just be a plus...
5 pounds.
Although, the plus 10 pounds of fairy does not actually add 10 pounds to the familiar. Right? So it's technically, strictly speaking, worse than a Doppelshifter if you have equipment. But if it's plus 20 pounds, that doesn't make any sense. It's because there is no 10 pounds of Doppelshifter, right? It's just makes your familiar into a Doppelshifter.
That's the question. Is it when you say plus 20 pounds of Doppelshifter?
Yeah, I'm assuming that they meant it was a Doppelshifter and also added 20 pounds, which that is, you're right, strictly speaking, better than a Doppelshifter. It's not usable in hardcore, right? So it's worse in that regard.
Who uses a Doppelshifter in hardcore?
I don't know. People who rule.
Yeah.
People who are interested in fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe somebody did a 100% Bad Moon Doppelshifter roll.
Sure.
You couldn't. Right now.
true.
We wouldn't be able to in the future, even if we did this.
Ever.
Yeah. So that's never happened.
Okay.
And me saying that is just an indication that I have no fucking idea what the fuck is going on with this game.
That's true.
At all.
You are out of touch. I know. You're an old man.
I am an old man. I'm old even in the context of things that I created.
That's weird.
Get off my lawn!
It's like Stan Lee, man.
Determine the geometry of.
He's in like every... I didn't really notice this until recently, but he's in every like DC or Marvel movie as a like an extra kind of. He always gets a cameo role.
Like where he's all word up.
He's usually surrounded by like hot women. Like that's usually his like cameo walk-in kind of thing. Man.
Is he always surrounded by hot women at Comic-Con?
I don't think so. He's like at some random booth or whatever signing stuff and like kind of a jerk about it. Whereas like Sergio Argonis or whatever is just such like the nicest guy. It's just weird.
He never gets the ladies.
He doesn't seem to get the ladies. Even though he's got the like sort of whole Latin thing going on. Or is he actually Spanish? I don't know his nationality.
He's... You know, I don't know.
You know, who would know?
The Inertron. Let's look him up. Sergio Aragonés. I've never actually gone and talked to Sergio Aragonés. He was born in San Mateo, Castellón, Spain.
Spain, okay, yeah. I thought that was perhaps...
The rain in Spain falls mainly on Sergio Aragonés.
Because I have spent many Comic-Con... just walking the floor and handing shit out and stuff. I've seen him many times and talked to him.
Oh yeah,
I've seen him.
Choose Your Own Adventures.
Yeah. I've never talked to him. I see him sometimes at his booth or whatever, but I have bad luck with it because some years I have a copy of like Gru the Wanderer number one, and some years I've taken it with me, and if I have it in my bag, I won't see him anywhere at the con.
Yeah. He's always in the same place, basically.
It's weird. Maybe there's some weird sort of magic item thing going on with that. It's like a comic book of Sergio Aragonés repulsion. Porcupine Spotter had actually said, if it is strictly turning a familiar into a 20 or perhaps 30 pound doppelshifter, not plus 20 pounds, then sure. Yeah, that's probably better.
Yeah. What does the doppelshifter equipment do?
It's plus 10 pounds, I think.
So then 30 would be equivalent, and 25 would be slightly worse.
So, I mean, what do you think? Like, since it is just this entirely throwaway thing, it is not, like, I don't... The only reason that somebody would buy this is if they want it, right?
Right.
It's not like we don't need to make it good so that we can continue to put food on the table.
Right.
Maybe it's just turns your familiar at its current weight into a doppelshifter, right? So you can have as many effects on it as you want. It's not like it's just going to ignore empathy because you've got this thing on and it's acting as a 20-pound.
We could do something where it... turns your current familiar into a doppelshifter or adds 20 pounds to your current doppelshifter.
Huh.
Right? Because that's interesting, right?
If you had it on a doppelshifter.
Yeah. It's like it doubles your doppelshifter. It's a doppel-doppel.
Or it adds 50 pounds to your current doppelshifter. You know, that's actually kind of it.
Because then there's a value to having it and the doppelshifter, so people who are into... sort of having kind of just really interesting random fun experiences can double their pleasure, doppel their fun.
Yeah. How does everybody feel about that? I can't imagine anybody having a problem with it.
Yeah. All right. Problem
but
solved.
But if the doppelshifter is wearing it, it should actually show it turning your doppelshifter turning into one familiar and then using the disguise gear
turns
it
into
a different one. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Or it could be a different familiar every round if you put it on a doppelshifter.
Wow, that'd be nuts. If it turned into at the beginning of combat always turned into something that had a pre-combat effect.
Effect, and then at the end of combat, always turn into something that had a post-combat effect.
Yeah.
That'd be a little
overpowered.
Yeah,
probably.
Well, I mean, it would be overpowered.
Well, if it was also plus 20 pounds.
Okay. Delphin, given some links about DST, yada, 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 why it's useful. Yeah. Oh, Doppelshifter's familiar equipment apparently is plus 15 pounds.
Oh.
Data Vortex asking if there's any news on KOL Con 6 dates. Air travel is really cheap right now for September, but could go up any day. LARP sounds awesome, totally worth $10. I'd pay a lot more for Con than I have in years past. Yeah, Data Vortex has said that over and over again. Because every time we talk about running Con at a loss, he's like, why don't you charge people more? And I want to, you know?
We definitely could not charge for Con what Con costs and feel good about it. I think fewer people would come. So then you'd have to charge even more. Eventually it's just one dude who's paying $20,000 to hang out with us. Which, you know,
but the thing
that's
is,
cool.
Even if we were charging people what Con cost, like let's say that we magically change the past and say that the tickets for Con
were retroactively
like $75. Yeah. It would be better to do Con in a way that was just as satisfying but cost 2/3 as much, which is what we're trying to do this year, right?
Well,
so,
yeah.
It's going to be... us saying, oh man, Con is so expensive, is not like,
yeah, so
why don't you ungrateful bastards give us some money? You know,
yeah,
it's just
we're not
us,
trying to do anything.
It's just us thinking like, god damn, like, you know, we did not do this as well as we could have. We did not use our resources as effectively as we could have. It's not, you know...
Part of it is us sort of wistfully wishing that we had our own warehouse space that we could use to host Con for, you know, a week out of the year and then use as like a laser tag arena and LARP space and I don't know. What else would we use it for? Jungle Gym. Giant Jungle Gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we
Space
thing,
Marine Training Camp.
Hit each other with sticks. I mean, with, like, those pugil sticks with, like, big pads.
Right. American Gladiator Arena.
An American Gladiatorial Combat.
American?
Gladiatorial Combat with marionettes.
Wow, that'd be hard.
Or Marianne Faithful.
If you, like, had two marionettes, like, fighting each other until one of them knocked the other strings off.
If they had knives, it would be a much quicker fight.
Scissors.
Would they be, like, marionette chickens?
Hmm?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't either.
Because it'd be like a
cockfight.
Yeah. Oh, a cockfight.
Because they put the little blades on the feet.
I see. I'm going to take a little break, play a little music, do a little urination.
Hooray!
Like that Janet Jackson song, We Are a Part of a Urination.
Yeah.
Sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. died a natural death. He caught a nasty virus. And then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Molly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot. Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. The images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Life is hard, and so am I. You better give me something so I don't die.
Yeah, it was great.
It was. Let's see. So we got some comments about the documentary to go over. People talking about Oral Hershiser, because somebody said the word oral, and I said Oral Hershiser, and then I said, I bet nobody knows who Oral Hershiser was, and then a handful of people. He was a pitcher.
Yeah, I was thinking sports, but I honestly could not have placed him.
I remember the one of the only times when I was a kid that I was actually like watching the World Series on television as it was happening. I saw him like win the World Series as a pitcher. Hmm. Tortutite says, "What They Might Be Giants album is good to start with." Lincoln?
Yeah, Lincoln or Flood would be the two that
Flood
I would suggest.
Flood was the first one
Flood is very accessible.
Yeah.
Lincoln is slightly less accessible, but also very, very good.
Yeah. And then Apollo 18 is my favorite They Might Be Giants album, but I...
If
and
you
it,
had
it
a CD player with shuffle on it, Apollo 18 is kind of ideal.
I don't like doing it like that.
That is how it's meant to
I
be
know,
listened to.
I know, but I listened to... They performed Fingertips in concert.
In order.
In order. Because that's how everybody listens to it, and that's how everybody knows it, and that's how everybody wants it.
Yeah, it's weird.
It was an experiment, but it was an experiment
cool.
That didn't work.
I listened to it on shuffle. Okay. I thought it was cool. Right. I did it many times.
Okay. We should have an office project. We should have a day where we listen to Apollo 18 on shuffle.
I like
over and over
the self-titled one a lot.
That's good.
The pink one.
Was that the first album? Was that the one with Boat of Car on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Boat of Car and Hotel Detective, I think, is on that one. Some of my favorite songs.
Nothing's Gonna Change My Clothes is probably in my top three or four.
I don't actually own that one. I stopped listening before. It was either John Henry or Severe Tire Damage was the album after I stopped sort of paying attention.
Factory Showroom was in between those two.
I think I had listened to that, but I didn't buy it.
Okay.
And I had all the other albums up to that point.
John Henry and Factory Showroom were both, like, I bought them the day that they came out.
Huh.
I just sort of discovered the band after Apollo 18 had come out. It was a song from Apollo 18 that got me into them in the first place.
I did not realize
that. I had never heard Istanbul. I had never heard part of it. Like, I just... there was no college radio where I grew up.
Interesting.
Right?
I had started listening to them in high school again because of a friend of mine who sort of pointed me to them.
Scully was the one who... He was like, oh, have you heard of this band? He gave me a mixtape that somebody had given him as an introduction, but I think it had come out after Apollo 18.
Wow.
Too.
That's kind of a weird blur, because like there was a time period, like I guess when we were in college, before sort of file sharing sites and before Napster and whatnot, when people were still swapping tapes a lot and making mixtapes and stuff, and I feel like that happens so much less often now. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I've made a couple of mix albums since then.
Yeah.
MP3.com was really good because I would go in there and find all kinds of music that nobody had ever heard that I thought was really good, and then make mixtapes for people to sort of like introduce them to a bunch of like indie bands.
Yeah,
back when
weird.
That was.
I mean, I remember like my friend that sent me The Aeroplane Over the Sea. He mailed
the whole
me,
album.
Yeah, he mailed me a CD.
Wow.
And a print, like a photocopy of the liner notes.
Wow.
Yeah. A burned CD and a photocopy of the liner. He's mailed it to me in like maybe 2002 or 2003?
I had a housemate in 2003-ish era, 2002, 2003, somewhere in there, who was into a bunch of really interesting music, and he was on the Turning On to Neutral Milk Hotel. He's like, yeah, you're going to like these guys.
Yeah.
And he recommended Tall Dwarfs, and I think maybe, I don't know if Mountain Goats was around at that point or not.
Hmm.
But there were a couple of bands that he was like, yeah, you'll really like these guys. And I'm like, I don't know. And then I listened to Neutral Milk Hotel, and I was like, yeah, wow, that's...
Yeah. I mean, and it's weird. Like, I feel like I don't have the... I don't feel like I have the capacity to, like, get into music that I used to. And I don't know if it's just a habit that I got out of.
I feel like it's just a habit, because I have started seeking out new music lately and, like, getting new albums and stuff like that. I hadn't done that for years, and I'm really enjoying sort of listening to entire albums that I hadn't heard.
But, I mean, I remember as a kid, and in high school, and in college, and then a couple years after that, like, just, okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to listen to this album. And I would just sit there, nothing, and listen to an album. And I can't even imagine doing that now.
But we have the advantage of sort of ubiquitous time with MP3 players.
That's true.
Like, that's the thing that I feel like we have, where I can, like, okay, I'm going to listen to this album three times while I'm doing other stuff, and I feel like it's, you absorb almost as much doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't tend to just listen to music.
I mean, Scully definitely still gets into stuff and shares stuff with me, and I've found things that I like as a result of him just saying, hey, I think you would like this song, you know?
Yeah.
But it's,
It's weird that we've actually begun sort of... I feel like the fact that we know some of the musicians that we really like is kind of weird, too. Like, being friends with, you know, Mini Bosses or MC Frontalot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a couple of, like, folk singer friends, people that I know that are, like, actually becoming, like, real, well-known musicians.
You knew that guy from the Flobots. But then he wasn't in the Flobots anymore when they made it big.
That's
is
true.
He going to shoot himself like the guy from the Gin Blossoms?
He's got his own stuff now.
Oh, yeah. Are they on the radio all the time? They
no,
have
not
covers about being a douche at the Scottsdale bars. Warbird 108 had written, Ronan is also an eternal college student.
Really?
Apparently. Yeah.
In Japanese culture? And
I don't know. Fineldar says, less than 5 months ago, you said you would continue to stomp your feet and insist that the player must enter a store in order to buy stuff. You have some goodish reasons. Why the change? This is just curiosity, not saying that you're a hypocritical piece of shit who likes big balls in his mouth and can't run a game. Well, so, because it was important to me to redo the mall search. It was important to me, from a new player's perspective, to do the mall search the way that it is now, because this is the way that I want it to be. Right? And it was one of those things where it was going to piss a lot of people off. And so how would you say, so there's like the compliment sandwich, right? Like, if you're going to criticize somebody, you say something good about them, and then you make a criticism,
yeah,
and then you say something good about them again, right?
Right.
To me, that seems like kind of horseshit, but, you know. Like, I
kind of like it. It's really horseshit, but you know, it's not so bad.
Yeah. I think I would be angry if somebody did that to me. Like, you know what? If you were talking to me, say, about a decision that I had made and you thought that it was a bad decision and you were like, hey, you know, like, your mustache looks really nice today and I think that this decision that you made in the game was really terrible, even though your breath doesn't stink. I would just be angry at you.
We gave players the opportunity.
That's a particularly unsubtle example, though.
Well, sure.
We gave players the opportunity to opt out of it.
Right.
So it's not a required thing, although we are getting a significant number of bug reports. The stores, links to buy and buy some, are not there. What's
missing for certain stores, yeah.
What's wrong with them?
So, but I mean, you know, it'll be somebody's job next week to spend 15 or 20 seconds a day hitting a button to reply to those, and you know, it's like,
you guys, there's a typo in the misspelled cemetery.
Thanks.
The bugbear is bugged.
Yeah. You can't opt out of it, so anybody who feels the way that I used to feel has the option to make people come into their store.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
So many people were using Grease Monkey to do this anyway.
And given the new presentation of them all, it made a lot more sense than it did with the old one. Right?
Why do you say that?
Because items are broken down. Because this whole section of the screen is this item.
Right.
Whereas before, everything was like...
It was sorted by price. And so, if you were trying to... If you wanted to buy a bunch of a single item and you searched for a term that returned more than one item that were all threaded through. I can't imagine that anybody would have done that, but I can see your point.
Yeah. I feel like it just, you know, it flowed a lot more naturally out of this. I don't remember you saying that you weren't ever going to do it, but my memory is also really short.
I was always against the ability to buy from the search page.
Yeah, no, and, you know, the fact that it does make it sort of antiquated for people to go into the store is kind of sad.
It is a little sad. But, you know, the players make us sad all the time. Damn MMG. The fact that is...
As popular as it is, we need to fix the problem with that. The bandwidth problem.
The unfairness problem, yeah, we do. That is a certain people's MMG histories... Really big,
yeah.
Using up a lot of bandwidth.
Yeah.
Also, it's written in a very thick output method. Fred Neffler says, happiness is awesome, especially when you pulverize. Gleeb says, did you ever get that pickpocket and clockwork keys thing sorted out? Yes, I did.
What was wrong?
Nothing.
Okay.
What's wrong is that it is not me that is crazy. It is all of the people who say that they can pickpocket clockwork keys, because you cannot pickpocket clockwork keys.
Okay, because that's the stance that I have as well, and I just don't understand why everybody thinks
why so many people think that you can. It is because they are crazy.
The wiki is, like, divided on it. Like, I was like, well, what does the wiki think? And on certain pages it says that you can't, and on certain pages it says that you can, and I'm like, what? What is going on here? So I don't know.
So I'm just putting a call out to those who are going to say that I'm wrong about this. Screenshots or it didn't happen. And right. If you fake a screenshot, it still didn't happen. And you're a dick. I mean, I like that shirt, but you're a dick.
But at least your breath doesn't smell over the internet. Yeah. Does that work? Because that's sort of like a backhanded compliment.
Fred Neffler says, I think that question was confusing. The hammer raffles give 10 prizes, but all of the planets give 2. Yeah, and I just didn't read that it was the hammer raffle, so I would have understood
every
right
month.
Away while I was reading that. Yeah, every 30 raffles, there's a... I was going to say a hamster raffle, but it's actually a hammer raffle.
That'd be the best typo ever.
Somebody submitted a bug report that was like, I figured out a way to get too many smithing attempts out of a Grimmside hammer. If you just smith one thing a day, it'll never break. I'm like, that's not so much a trick as
a feature.
Yeah, as a feature.
Yeah.
Kleinhoon says, so if I donate, can I get 4.5 million steaks instead of a Mr. Accessory? No.
Like, real
steaks?
We were imagining that fake steaks.
They asked us how much one meat was conceptually, and I said I was just imagining that it's like a steak.
That you carry around with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always figured it was like a pork chop.
I guess that explains the energy limit, because, I mean, really you couldn't carry that many more more steaks.
Yeah,
that.
They just get too heavy.
Yeah.
Bobula says, I've been thinking about this a while, and I think the frat-slash-hippie war meal items need a glance. Take the hippie MPE. You get either walnuts or greens. The two can make decent food, but if you're going for the better greens plus mega tofu food, there's nothing to do with the huge pile of walnuts you get, especially since you get more walnuts than greens in an MPE. It would be a lot more satisfying if the walnuts and frat equivalent had a secondary use. Not anything too powerful, just something to do with them. Yeah, I mean, that was...
Wow, yeah.
The thing is, we can't... Like, let's say we were to add a level 13 quest. We've got a limited number of sort of categories in which things can drop, right? So if we put some food in, what is this food going to do? Oh, well, it's either going to be the best thing currently in the game, or it's going to be totally irrelevant. And those are the two options that we have, right?
That is, yeah. I feel like we got a little more traction out of food with level requirements, for example.
Certainly.
You know, and there's definitely... There are definitely foods that are relevant in Hardcore or Bad Moon because of just availability.
They're actually being available to get.
But yeah, no, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of stuff that's just never used because it's just so suboptimal.
You know, maybe the walnuts could be combat items. Like, you throw some nuts on the ground, and then your opponent stands in the nuts, and then you kick your opponent in the nuts.
I was thinking was I kept waiting for the attacked by squirrels, but never came.
What's the frat equivalent? There's the, like chicken wings and
I thought it was the brats. The brats, yeah.
But the brats are I thought the brats were actually usable in the brats you could cook into the what are they?
It's been a long time since I've thought about this.
The lasagna is the level 11 quest stuff, and there's another one that's the level 12 quest.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Calzone.
I don't think so.
Calzones are like the pizzas and not cannolis. Cannelloni.
The cannoli conundrum. Cannelloni.
Chim-chiminy-chim-chiruloli. What the fuck? It's like a Walk of Ages thing. I don't know a goddamn thing about this game anymore. I remember our deal was like, alright, so there's these Pastamancer things, there's the chow mains, or whatever. And then we made an equivalent of that from the level 11 quest that took fewer items, and then an equivalent from the level 12 quest that took even fewer items. Right?
Right. Yeah, I don't remember.
But did it use the brat?
There was like the super brat thing.
Beer-basted brat.
Yeah.
So, McMillan... So you use the special lager and the frat brats... wontons. The wontons was the level 12 equivalent.
I see, yeah.
Right. So those plus... How do you make a sausage wonton? Wow, this is taking a long time to load. But at least I'm getting this weird banner ad about finding out my credit score, only the whole left half of the banner ad is cut off.
You are legally entitled to, from every credit reporting agency, a free credit report every year.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay for your score, I guess, but you can get a credit report annually. I did not realize that. Also, the fact that these weird private organizations have access to all your sort of credit history, and that can have a big impact on your ability to do things in life, kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, why is that not some sort of governmental thing? And why are people not kind of freaked out about stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean. I think the reason that people aren't freaked out about a lot of things is because they just don't care.
Huh.
You know, so on the way into work today, I was listening to today's most recent Adam Carolla podcast. My wife did an imitation of me last night.
Uh-huh.
And her imitation of me, where she's making fun of me, is making a bunch of fart noises and then saying, Adam Carolla, Adam Carolla, Adam Carolla. That's what my wife thinks of me. So I'm a guy who farts and thinks and talks about Adam Carolla.
Huh.
Anyway. So he, like,
dude.
Significant differences in political philosophy a lot of the time.
Who does?
Say, me versus him. Thinking, right? Like, very not super, super, super centrist is kind of where he's coming from. He was talking about, and to some extent, I agree, right? he's like, everybody's all excited because Obama's in the White House, but he was like, every person that I talk to about this, I say, you know what? You are not going to notice a goddamn bit of difference in your life. And honestly, that is, to think about it realistically, it's probably true.
He kept me from getting to work one day.
Oh, yeah, right, because he was physically in the way of your commute. Right, no, I guess that's true.
I was like, this wouldn't have happened if it had been Bush.
You know, and it's like, I don't want to feel like that, but he was like, think about all of my friends, all of his, sort of Hollywood liberal associates who were, like, really irritated about the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
What difference has it made? Like, what, name a single difference that the Patriot Act has made in your life, I think is the point that he's trying to make, right?
Well.
And I'm not, like, the difference there between the way that he's putting it and the way that I feel about it is that I actually, you know, I'm honestly kind of concerned about a bigger picture.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's right, definitely some macro stuff that is really important, okay. You know, and like, if you were, let's say, a firefighter or a police officer, whatever, I feel like you would definitely be like, well, because of Obama and his, you know, American Recovery Act or whatever, I actually get to keep my job. You know, there are going to be millions of people who are, like, directly impacted by that act, which is kind of the first big thing that he's done, you know. I feel like
the stem cell research, I mean, you know, I think it's possible that that single act, you know, has an impact on the bottom line in terms of life expectancy for Americans 40, 50 years from now.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe not. You know, maybe it doesn't make any difference.
I think it's really hard to, like, there are all kinds of laws that are pushed or kind of kept, you know, sort of held back by, the executive branch of the government in any given term that do have an impact on your daily life, and you don't really think about them as being stuff that sort of gets, you know, handed down from the presidency or whatever. But, like, you know, ADA, right? Americans with Disabilities Act. That was something that kind of had to be taken up by somebody and, you know, like a presidency or whatever, and, like, that has had a big impact on a lot of people, and it has, you know, a lot of anybody that owns a business kind of has to pay attention to that now, and, like, I feel like there's all kinds of little stuff. The amount of money you have at tax time, that's going to be impacted.
Yeah, no, that's probably true. But how did we get onto this? We were talking about credit reporting.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Right, private agencies. People don't care
right.
about the information that other. The thing that kind of gets me about, like, the super liberal stance is that I don't really think that you can be ultra pro privacy and ultra pro freedom of information at the same time. Right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I honestly feel like anything that you tell anybody, you're putting that out in the world, and it's nobody else's responsibility to keep your secrets for you. Right? Like, that's kind of the way that I come down
sure.
on that. Like, if I sign a contract with the electric company and I don't pay my bill, really, I don't want there to be a situation where I'm allowed to say, hey, I don't want you to tell anybody that I didn't pay my bill. Because, like, fuck me in that, you know, situation, right? Like, they can do whatever they want. They're their own person. Right? And so, the whole credit thing doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, I dislike, on a philosophical level, like, the grocery store reward cards, right? And I always will end up with one. I'll go to great pains to get one of those with no information or with fake information
right.
on it. But that's just because I hate advertising. Right? And so I don't want to give them more data for targeted advertising.
A friend of mine and I came up with a scheme where we just got one card with some fake information on it, with fake biographical information, and then gave everybody stickers with that barcode to put on their card.
You independently came up with that scheme of the guy on the internet who did the same thing?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't know
that. And a sheet of labels that you could print out and put them on your own card, so in their database.
Was that the
dude
from cockeyed.com that did that?
Might have been.
That's interesting. No, we did it, like, with 20 people in Cambridge. I didn't know that there was somebody who had done that for other stuff. That's cool. Mm. Yeah, no, I mean, because, like, they're still collecting data, but now it's all weird. There's one person who spends, you know, $50,000 a month or whatever.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, my dad was against the census.
He was
like, yeah, he was like, you know, they send you this detailed census form. If you happen to be one of the people that's selected, they send you this detailed census form. And like, fuck them. I don't want to tell them all this stuff. And whereas where I was coming from was I'm like, you know, I mean,
how else are they going to be able to apportion resources?
Right. I mean, these are the people who are making the decisions about what kind of money to spend on healthcare
and roads
and all kinds of stuff.
Education.
The more data that they have,
if they know that everybody, if they're like kids in a neighborhood, they will like, we need to build a school.
Not the detailed census.
What is the difference between that?
Some people
detailed versus.
It's kind of an invasive survey of all kinds of stuff about you. Right?
Really?
Certain people get selected for data mining thing in the census. Because the normal census is just like, how many people live here, right? And that, you know. And I don't know why he doesn't have any problem with that. I'm like, well, what the fuck business is it of the government? How many kids you have, you know? Like,
yeah.
I remember having this discussion with him where he was like...
Can't you just not respond?
No, you can't. It's illegal to not respond. I think that was the problem that he had with it, is that they are forcing you to disclose all this information. It is actually illegal for you to not do it if you're one of the people that gets selected.
Because I was renewing my passport, and they were like, you can opt not to answer all of these sort of personal questions, but we don't have to give you a passport either, right? So, like, I was like, huh, you know, that's an interesting sort of privacy stance, like... You know, feel free to not tell us who your parents are, but we're that much less likely to give you a passport if you don't give us any information, you know?
Mm. Huh. I mean, I don't necessarily believe that there is any sort of fundamental right to privacy. Like, I think that there's really nothing that you can do. I don't know that I necessarily support, like, say, institutionalized lists of sex offenders. What am I doing?
Your microphone has gotten very far from your mic.
It has gotten far from my mic. See, you with these cans, and you're constantly giving me these obtuse signals that I don't understand.
Well, because I'm trying to do hand signals.
Right. You and I are facing each other, so if you do a rotating a knob, it's like, if you do it clockwise, it looks like it's counterclockwise. I'm like, am I supposed to pot me up? Am I supposed to pot you down? Am I supposed to pot both of us sideways?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily support, like, say, a federal website that's like, hey, here's a map with your house on it and the lists of all the sex offenders around you, right? Just like, I don't necessarily support, like, right-wing Christian fundamentalist websites that's like, hey, here's a map of all the abortion clinics in case anybody wants to throw pipe bombs at them.
Right.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But I just don't think that there's really anything that we can do to stop it. If they were to put it to a vote, they said, hey, should the government tell you that there are sex offenders in your neighborhood? I would probably vote against that, because I'm like, no, you know, I honestly, it is not worth it to me to know that there is somebody who just got out of jail after 20 years for, you know, having sex with his 15-year-old girlfriend when he was 16. Like, I just don't care.
Right.
I don't care. You know, like, the fact that there is a sexual predator 10 houses down from me, the fact that there is a guy who was once convicted of a sex crime, you know, that doesn't impact the extent to which I pay attention to my kids, right? If the advice that I give to my kids, hey, don't go inside the creepy old man's house just because he offers you candy, you know, don't go into anybody else's house. Don't go into anybody else's
house. Don't come home.
Like, if the advice that I give my kids when I turn them loose in the neighborhood to sort of go out and live their lives as kids, which, you know, something I don't think we do as a culture anymore.
I was going to say,
it's not going to stop me, at least that's what I'm saying now.
Like, people allowing their kids to have unsupervised playtime is sort of this relic of the past, you know?
And, we, you know...
So much of my childhood was unsupervised.
Mine too, you know, just wandering off into the woods for hours at a time and, you know, doing dangerous shit and hurting myself and learning, hey, maybe I shouldn't do that anymore,
right,
or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and, like, if my advice to my child does not actually work if they are confronted with the neighborhood creepy old man pervert, then I'm sort of not doing my job, you know? So, yeah. That said, I'm not going to say, no, it's ethically wrong for you to tell me who my neighbors are. and what crimes they've been convicted of, you know?
Yeah.
One thing I do think is kind of, if you asked me this, I would say, no, I'm totally okay with police profiling because it actually prevents crime, right? But, like, when they were going to search my car because of the mistake on their part where their computer said that I'd been arrested on drug charges 4 years ago or whatever, I was pretty pissed, you know?
That would be an interesting court case. Let's say they find drugs.
Yeah, if they found drugs but didn't actually have probable cause.
Yeah, the probable cause was based on a mistake or an error.
I'm honestly curious
how that.
I mean, I feel like you'd still get in trouble because I mean, I don't think judges tend to rule against cops. I just think that's
they rule against cops
general.
That don't have
somebody like me who's actually got some money to
throw at a lawyer,
who's got some money and is enough of an asshole to actually fight it. You know, maybe
because it's the whole. You know, if you don't get your Miranda rights or whatever, like there are cases in which, you know, stuff just gets thrown out because there was just.
And I was reading a Slashdot story today about somebody got some suspect got let go because of evidence brought into a trial that was like quotes from the police officer's Facebook page or something, where he was like just sort of this like macho posturing about, yeah, I'm going to go out and arrest some dudes today. So I don't know the exact details of the story, but like evidence brought in of him, like, you know, him saying that he was in a devious mood today casts into doubt his judgment.
Wow. Or, I never even thought of that. Huh.
Yeah. Good old Facebook.
There's been all these like don't actually put anything important on social networking sites warnings that I've seen lately.
Running Fresh says, first I'd like to say that I love how familiar formulas make switching to lower weight volleyballs and fairies easier. However, the current formulas really hurt the effectiveness of plus weight skills and effects since they gradually give less and less for their weight bonuses. Could the formula be changed so that once a familiar is 20 pounds buffed, it goes by its NS11 increment formula? 20 pounds is where the old and new familiars intersect, 16 for volleys, so it doesn't hurt low weight familiars, but it will make plus weight more relevant also. Might make the arena more awesome. Well, the whole point is we can throw a lot more plus weight into the game if there are diminishing returns on what you get out of familiars, and I would much rather have that design space open.
Yeah, we've been able to put like just plus familiar weight on a bunch of stuff that before we would have been like, oh man, we can't do that.
We just can't deal with another plus 5 pounds because there's so much already available. So yeah, now the basically every familiar now. Combat familiars just kind of scale linearly with their weight in a lot of cases, but that's okay because combat familiars are not really important to high-end gameplay, right? If combat familiars make fights really easy, that's okay because KOL is a game where fights are really easy, right? And that's kind of part of the deal. So, no, not going to change that. The way that familiars operate right now is just exactly where we want it. Hey, there'll be a new familiar out when we do this Underwater Zone rollout.
Yeah.
This is a big rollout.
It's weird how sort of it started very small, and then we're like, oh, I guess to do that we need to do this, and to do this we need to do that, and
right.
Just a bunch of stuff. And we're like, even now, we're sort of like, okay, we're just going to put this on hold for the next rollout because we can't keep doing everything that would sort of logically follow.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole problem with the C in general, right? Like, it was meant to be, oh, we'll just do one thing at a time and then kind of work out in the middle of things.
We have our grand vision of it.
But then we spent a year talking about what the grand vision was. And trying. I mean, you know, 8 months, 9 months probably. Trying to work out, we need to make all these decisions about it before we actually start working on it. And I'm like, wait a minute, wasn't this why we did this in the first place? Is so we didn't have to do all this shit? But then it turns out we just can't work that way anymore.
It's all my fault. I take the blame.
Ekim Ekim says, just saw the thing where CDM twat from the KOL backend. Does that mean /tweet for devs is in development? No, it's just now when we do a trivial or an announcement, it automatically gets put in the tweet.
Had you been doing those manually?
I had for the last three or four.
I thought you had. I thought that was automated.
No,
I see.
It. I don't know that it has been used since it was automated. Once I did one trivial, I guess.
Somebody. So here's something that might be interesting, just to sort of see what the response is. Somebody had suggested having an option to receive. To give us their like phone number and cell phone carrier, and then the ability to receive a text message from KOL whenever they got a message. I think it was a K-mail was what they were thinking. In particular, they're like, oh, you know, I'd like to be able to know when a particular trade or whatever that I've been waiting for is sort of come through or something. And I mean, like, it's an interesting idea, right? Like, because you could, if you wanted to, you could be like, oh, I have mail, you know, from, I have K-mail waiting for me in the game. But the problem being that there's nothing preventing people from sending you 1,000 K-mails.
Yeah.
Right? And so I don't know if that would be a good idea, even with some limits on it or whatever.
Personally, kind of against it. Like, I would never have done that. It would never have occurred to me to do that, and I honestly don't know that there's enough demand for it that it's worth actually putting it as a feature. You know, I could see, like, if we offered email notification, right?
Sure.
Then people could set up if they wanted to, they could set up an email account that would, that or they could put in, you know, send email notifications to. And then let them specify an address, and then they could put in whatever email SMS address is an SMS gateway for them if they wanted to. But even then, you know, I mean, I don't know that I want setting up something that allows people to send arbitrary numbers of email messages from our servers, which, you know, it's not like you couldn't just write a bot to make a million accounts. But it would at least have to be to a different email address every time.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of mileage out of the whole Gmail, being able to randomly insert periods.
You and people who make multis, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hey. Makes it even easier for us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So. But I was, you know, trying out some stuff on account creation and things like that.
Yeah.
Mess around with the logging and stuff. And for this new SIG generator thing, I made the account that's just 30 W's.
That's pretty funny.
To make sure that the longest possible name doesn't actually break the layout of anything.
It's funny that you went to the trouble of making an account to do that instead of just specifying that as a variable manually or something.
Well, CD Moyer could have done that, but I couldn't.
Right.
I mean, I don't
sure.
know what that shit is.
Sure.
But now there's that account.
Yes. We could have just come up with longest, you know, which was just in every field, was just the longest number of everything.
Sure. IZB37 says, this might have been said already, but shouldn't the sorceress courtyard be the sorceress's courtyard? Are there multiple sorceresses? Now, when a proper name ends with an S, you can make it possessive either by appending an apostrophe or by appending an apostrophe S, and it's just a style choice. Like the whole the tutorial lighting on a rock next to you.
Yeah.
People don't know that. People don't know about that usage of the word light.
Because, I mean, to at least some people's credit, I looked it up, and it was not in the dictionary that I was looking at. I'll look it up again.
Bobulus says, did you do something with the Tower Monster code? This is the first time in 30 Ascensions that I saw the endangered inflatable white tiger. There's some screwy RNG if you didn't change anything. Didn't change anything. Bobulus says, in honor of the new item of the month, you should check out the Bandersnatch Wikipedia entry. It's hilariously overwritten, including lines like, it is not stated whether there are non-frumious Bandersnatches, or whether these can be approached safely, merely that the hero of the poem must shun a Bandersnatch that is frumious. Invariel says, why isn't the cooking sherry a cooking ingredient? I don't know. What do you make with sherry?
I don't know.
Babies. You could cook a sherry baby. Let's see. A deadhead says, if you have channel tags turned on for chat, please make clicking on the tag, like the games in bracket, act the same as performing a who for that channel. Huh. Should it just append that into the window where you're typing stuff? Or should it submit it as though you typed it? What are you looking at?
Me? I'm reading the dictionary.
Why are you reading the dictionary?
Because I'm trying to find there is one dictionary, Webster's Revised Unabridged, that maps light to a light. everything else is nothing else, though. And you said it was in Merriam-Webster's?
Yeah, it was in Merriam-Webster's.
So, yeah, I think only that dictionary has it. Every other dictionary that is in this list does not.
So you looked it up on dictionary.com. You seriously don't see it anywhere?
No, it's in Webster's, but it's not in any of the other dictionaries. That's what I'm saying. That's the only dictionary that lists it.
When you look at dictionary.com, does it show...
It shows 25 different dictionaries. And that's the only one where it says alike as an actual definition. Which is interesting, I guess. But I feel like that was just their choice to put it in there. You know, language is really subjective, I guess, especially when it comes to compiling a dictionary, you know?
Yeah. How do you know, to come to rest as on a spot or thing, fall or settle upon, land? That's on dictionary, so that's from dictionary.com unabridged based on the Random House Dictionary.
Where did you see that?
I went to dictionary.com and looked up light.
Okay, I did the same thing, and I don't see that
the
at
third,
all.
The third entry...
Okay.
Verb used without object. Right, as that light is an intransitive verb, means to land on. So I found it there.
Wait, where are you seeing this?
I'm finding...
Verb used without object.
Yes, verb used without object.
I'm looking at that, and it's not in that list.
Number two. To come to rest as on a spot or thing, fall or settle upon, land.
Not in my
forward
list.
Forward search for fall or settle upon.
From Random House. Okay.
So it's in Random House. Looking for verbs again.
Huh.
It's one of those things that means a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it really does.
Intransitive verb.
Yeah. Webster's and... I guess WordNet has one that meaning that does that. Weird.
There's another one that is to alight. Another one that is to descend from flight and rest, perch, or settle as a bird or insect.
Right.
And that's in Webster's.
That's Webster's. Yeah.
Okay. So that
that's right.
The Merriam-Webster. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
We're not pedants at all for language. Not over here.
I kind of don't want to fix it, because, I mean, you know...
It's not incorrect.
It's not incorrect. People sure. Who encounter that are going to look it up, and maybe they will find that, and then they will know about this obscure usage of the word, and then they've learned something, right?
Sure. Sure.
I mean, if we start getting 100 reports a day...
We're not.
But we've gotten one. Jeff says, I have all 6 underwater skills perm, but little brother still gives me the Find Grandpa quest. That's 3 useless non-combats. Maybe make the quest optional. Well, you're only saying that because you don't know what is in store for Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa's not just going to be sleeping forever.
You'll find out pretty soon. Stabs McKenzie says, apparently Phoenix is the kidnapping capital of the U.S. Comments / concerns? I wonder why Phoenix is the kidnapping capital of the U.S.
Arizona's...
So close to Mexico.
Got some of the worst... Housing cost issues too, from the collapse of the house markets.
The Phoenix real estate market was nuts beforehand, though.
Was it?
It was even when I bought all the property that I own, it was kind of already collapsing because of so many people just like buying houses and then immediately flipping them at a profit without ever setting foot in them.
That's not a particularly attractive option. Tax-wise, because then I think it counts as a capital gain.
Yeah. But if you use that money to buy a more expensive house...
Right, that's true. There's that.
Although that loophole might only apply if it's your primary dwelling.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, even then, you know, I made an extra $40,000 this month that I have to pay taxes on, right? Like,
but it's like 40% taxes.
Sure, but it's better than making $0 and paying 0% taxes on it, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's like saying, "Oh, I don't want to win. I don't want to win the lottery because they're just going to take half of it." Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. You're better off with nothing than with $500,000. Right?
It's kind of funny that the state's like, "Here's all this money. Oh, and by the way, half of it's actually ours."
It's a federal government. I mean, this thing comes from the state, and it.
But then the state also taxes you.
To some extent, yeah. Hey, the company actually gets a refund from the state on taxes this year.
That's messed up.
$116. What are we going to buy, guys?
How much money?
$116.
We're going to buy the $116. A little more than half of a Star Trek box set.
I was just thinking that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I should turn us over to Iluro Dragon, and we'll see if he's ready by typing ready followed by a question mark into my instant messenger window. Gonna go ahead and assume that he is ready, but I'll wait. I guess I'm not going to assume. I'm gonna wait for him to actually reply. Do we want to answer anything else?
I don't know.
Snuffstyle420 says, please shut people up in the trophy thread and tell them that you can't get 68 on the first day of BM. I don't know what you're talking about.
we've kind of unofficially decided to avoid giving any additional hints.
Any spoilers at all, yeah. Sorry. What we're going to do is we're going to add a whole bunch more trophies, so you won't feel so bad about not knowing about this one.
Yeah. If we can add some more trophies, at least one of which is pretty obscure, I will give a hint to this one. But, yeah, we always need to have some mystery.
Yeah.
We keep them wanting more.
And on that note, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas on the path throwing up gang signs. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac-10 on the side of my head. I bailed outside and I pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the fools kept stepping. I jumped in the flow, hit the juice of my ride. I got front and back, side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my own shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4", jogging the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop. Car pulls up, who can it be? It's a fresh El Camino rolling kilo G. He rolls down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit. As hell and I wanna get ill, so I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Fellas out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6'4 Impala, greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. I gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pulled to the house, get her out of the pad. And the bitch said something to make me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe. So I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weave. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know. I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When her father stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Everybody, man. No, everybody.